Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. Today he is talking about what it will be like to be awake. You will feel complete, whole, fulfilled, perfect. As humanity waits expectantly for the collective awakening to happen, for each individual in their daily lives, be aware that it is happening right now. Look around you. Observe the large numbers of people behaving far more peacefully and lovingly than you are accustomed to seeing. This is happening because all of you keep setting and maintaining the intent to be only loving whatever arises in your own daily lives. Each of you are personally, individually, and collectively delivering the awakening to all of humanity, even though you are probably not receiving any positive personal feedback to allay your continuing doubts about whether humanity really is in the process of awakening. Doubts that are constantly being activated or intensified by your ceaseless and growing awareness of the enormous amount of suffering that so many are undergoing worldwide and that is constantly being reported on the mainstream media. The old ways are finished. The suffering that you cannot help but be aware of is coming to an end, because all the old karmic stuff that has been arising for some considerable time has nearly all been acknowledged, thanked, and released. Your natural and eternal state of being, love, is embracing you and flowing far more freely through you now than at any time in humanity's long history of earthly existence. The knowing of your oneness, in which all sentient life is contained and embraced, is breaking into the awareness of increasing numbers of people worldwide every day, as they come to realize and understand that all are inseparably and eternally connected to each other. It is truly a mind-blowing realization. It is a new awareness of the truth that everyone anyone thinks, says, or does affects all sentient life, and all life is sentient. There is only energy, God, Source, Love, all one. And when it is experienced as physicality, know that even rocks or dust are not devoid of energy. Nothing is dead. There is no dead matter. Remember, the game in which you are engaged, dream or nightmare if you prefer, is unreal, despite its seeming reality while you are experiencing life in form, experiencing life apparently separated from Source. The experience of life separated from Source is but a momentary adventure or ordeal, even though it appears to have been ongoing for eons, with time as an essential aspect of this unreal state of existence. When you awaken, as you inevitably will when you make your free will choice to do so, it will be as though separation, physicality, had never existed. And, of course, it has not. That is something that is very difficult for you to grasp, because by choosing to experience separation, you chose to be unaware of your true nature at one with and eternally in the presence of the One. The joy that you will experience when you awaken is totally beyond the ability of words or language to describe, or of your imaginations to conceive, because to be awake is to be at one, complete, knowing yourselves as you truly are, love, one with Mother, Father, God, always, and without even the tiniest possibility of a moment of unawareness of this, because there is absolutely nothing else. Therefore, relax, because all is eternally well, and because it is God's will for you to do so, to be eternally in a state of absolute peace, undistracted from the knowing awareness of your union with Source. Your unawareness of God's will is a major aspect of the dream of separation with which you each chose to engage, and you are awakening from it. The signs of this massive collective awakening can be seen everywhere if you will but let go of your doubts, of the distractions with which your egos are almost constantly presenting you. Your egos are the wellsprings through which your fears and doubts arise, and the vast majority of them are what-if scenarios that never occur. So do not focus your attention on them, just let them go, knowing, as you do if you will allow yourselves to be mindful of your thoughts arising, that they are just distractions that are totally unworthy of your attention, just like the constant stream of advertisements with which the mainstream media is constantly interrupting any programs you may be watching or listening to on the media. To be maintaining the dream of unreality in your awareness as essential for your safety and survival, as most of humanity has been doing for eons, is what keeps you from awakening. It is a little bit like choosing to sit and watch all the episodes of a television series, one after the other, without a break. You become totally involved with and a part of the unfolding drama. When it finally comes to completion, you find yourselves totally drained, exhausted, and wondering why on earth you allowed yourselves to spend all the time in a state of mindless distraction, and you may find yourselves experiencing a sense of guilt and shame for wasting so much time. I can assure you that when you awaken from the illusion, there will be absolutely no sense of guilt, shame, or of wasted time, because, as you have so often been informed, there is no guilt, no shame, and no time. There is only now, reality, a state of eternal joy in which you are constantly present and mindful of your eternal oneness with Source. You will feel complete, whole, fulfilled, perfect, because that is who you are, and there will be no doubts or uncertainties to distract you from full awareness of this wondrous and brilliant state of being, because it is all that is. With so very much love, Saul.